train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it.
I'll make my own decisions. What a stupid thing to say. Lord, I need you every day.
So this verse is a little deeper than we actually think it is. Chanach is the word used for to train. It actually means to dedicate, inaugurate, or create an appetite for. Strong's Concordance says this about it. It's to train up, dedicate. This word is apparently denominative from an Arabic word, which means to rub the palate of a child with crushed dates. Arabic midwives would rub the palate right here of a child to give them a taste for suckling. This word also means make experienced, submissive, as one does a horse by a rope in its mouth. In Hebrew, it's to accustom. In Aramaic, it's to dedicate. Strong's Exhaustive Concordance says this: dedicate, train up. The primitive root is properly to narrow. Figuratively, to initiate or discipline, dedicate, train up. Okay, so this is obviously deeper than just taking your kids to church or teaching them how important the Bible is to read. It's giving them a taste for God and for the Word of God. As in, to where they want more. All too often, nowadays, youth groups are about fun and games and keeping the kids corralled and entertained. It's more about activity than teaching the Bible on their level. I personally see this as one of the reasons that we have droves of people deconstructing their faith and walking away from it after growing up in the church. Instead of church being a community that kids are involved in, it seems to be just a place to go and hang out with a different type of friends and hear about Bible heroes accomplishing great things for God. Not a place of training and equipping. These people had no solid foundation, nor any idea how to answer questions that they were about to be asked in life. Too many people who grew up as Christians went to school, got questioned by kids and teachers about their blind faith, and ultimately walked away from Christianity because no one gave them a taste for it. Nobody bothered to tell them that we do have lots of evidence for the Bible being true and the people in the Bible being real people. And many kids aren't understanding that science doesn't talk. Scientists talk. I actually discuss a little bit of evidence that we do have in my Bible study on the website. It's called Worship Arts 101. It's actually free on my website. I'll put the link in the description below for you. I hate to tell you, but many Bible school teachers are teaching progressive Christianity and cherry-picked Bible verses. And they don't realize it. Make sure you know what your kiddos are learning in Sunday school. Do the research on the programs that your church is teaching from, and say something to leadership if something is off or if you find research that is quite disturbing. Our future generations are at stake. It only takes one generation to lose Christianity altogether. And this is evident time after time after time in Scripture alone. Here are some questions to ask. Is this curriculum theme-based or Bible-based? What are the themes? Is it all fluff and rainbows? Or are there some hard truths? How much is the Bible emphasized in it? Is it based on a solid Bible translation, or is it one in question because of added wording to fit the times? Do they act out a Bible story or a new updated version of an old tale? Is it just a moral system with a little injection of the Bible? Who's emphasized, God's attributes or our attributes? Is there more emphasis on God's love, compassion, forgiveness, and mercy than any of his other attributes that Scripture tells us about? Does this curriculum teach the reason we need a Savior to begin with, or is the focus on feeling good about yourself? Tell your kids why they need Jesus. Don't leave things out because you think they won't understand. Yes, they do understand. Don't leave out undesirable parts or parts that you think might scare them. Explain it to them and tell them why. It's better to have them hear it now from you than to regret it later. Matthew 7:24-27 says this, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and slammed against the house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And its collapse was great." Let's not let our kids collapse in sand. Build your house upon the rock and give them a taste for God, Jesus, the Word. Here you go. And that's a wrap. Once again, thank you for being here today, and
we were made to
hit
love.
That subscribe button right there, and I'll see you next time.
We were made to blessings. Show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here. This is why he gave us life. So let his love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.